emergency coverage saying we need volunteers to direct traffic at this intersection.
Yeah.
This store has got ice. You know what this is about.
It is absolutely incredible to go into an area after it's been hit by a storm with that of that magnitude.
Right.
I was down in Orlando last year after Charlie hit. And we're talking a month or two, as you said, after the storm. There's still trees that are laid over. There's still billboards that are, you know, laid over and roofs that have still been blown away. To this day, even Pensacola Beach, it's still in certain sections. Looks like a war zone.
Well, and the magnitude and the power of this cannot be underestimated all along the Gulf Coast. We are going to have some severe rain and some severe winds here in Baton Rouge. It's nothing to mess with, but the further east you go and the further south you go, as you get into New Orleans, you get into Biloxi, as you get into Gulf Shores, it is going to be a major, major event. And we can't say this enough. You need to take this seriously. It's probably a little late to get on the road. You need to make sure you're in a good, safe evacuation shelter if you have any doubts about the building you're in right now.
And AJ and I were talking about this earlier because we're basically lifelong residents of the Gulf Coast area. In our recent memories, going back to Hurricane Betsy, Hurricane Camille, I don't think we've ever heard of any hurricane being described as this one is, Hurricane Katrina. This is
fourth largest hurricane storm since they've been keeping the records.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is going to be a major event. AJ and Jeff and I will be back in a moment. It's time for us to check in with the WJBO News Center. Alex Taylor is standing by. Good evening, Alex.
Good evening, guys. By now, most people should know if they're under a mandatory evacuation, and if you are, your schools and businesses will be closed for at least Monday. All state and federal offices will also be closed Monday and Tuesday in southeast Louisiana, as well as federal courts. In Mississippi, for school closures, you've got Forest, George, Hancock, Harrison, Jackson, Lamar, Marion, Pearl River, Pike, Stone, and Greene counties. Also, Woman's Hospital has called and said that there's some wrong information out there. They are not a shelter. They are accepting patients. So if any woman goes into labor, they can go to the hospital. But otherwise than that, they are not a shelter. For road closures, we'll turn now to State Trooper Turquie.
Currently in the Troop A area, Segan at US 61 in Baton Rouge is barricaded. However, they're still allowing traffic to flow north and southbound on Airline Highway. In Ascension Parish, I-10 westbound at the on-ramp at US 61 is closed. Traffic is continuing westbound on I-10 there. Down in Troop C in Lafourche Parish has set up a checkpoint at the Leon Ontario floodgates, and they're only allowing emergency traffic through that. Over in Slidell area in St. Tammany Parish, the traffic going into Mississippi from I-10 eastbound out of New Orleans is shut down. However, they are allowing traffic going into Mississippi from 12 east and 10 east into Bay St. Louis, as well as 59 north on into Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
And that's all we've got here, guys. Back to you.
Alex Taylor in the newsroom. It is 11:26. If you want to get in touch, we're going to be with you all evening in the Baton Rouge area. You know the number, 499-WJBO, 499-9526. For those of you who are listening all along the Gulf Coast, just add the area code, 225. That makes it 225-499-9526.
I'd love to hear from some people in the Gulfport, Biloxi area, Ocean Springs, down through there.
Yeah, and again, those folks in Mobile, their traffic options are going to start to get a little limited real soon.
That's right.
As they close that tunnel at 3 a.m., the Interstate 10 tunnel under Mobile, the Mobile River there, is going to be closed because that's when they figure the floodwaters are going to start to rise. And of course, you know, we have not seen the worst of it yet. I'm looking at the radar picture right now, and some of the larger bands are starting to come ashore in the Gulfport and Biloxi and Ocean Springs area. And from this picture, it looks like within the next hour, Mobile is going to see some of these major bands that have the deep, deep rain and wind activity. Yeah. New Orleans, of course, is seeing some pretty good rainfall now, but it's not that continuous look. You know, I think from the look at this radar, and certainly I'm no expert, it looks still a little sporadic because there is still a lot going on. I'll tell you what, we're going to check traffic in exactly 2 minutes, and let's go ahead and give these 2 minutes to Tony Doherty, our chief forecaster. Tony, what's going on?
Well, we just had another tornado warning issued from the National Weather Service. This warning in effect for Plaquemines Parish until about 11:45. Doppler radar showing a possible tornado near Burris, or about 18 miles southeast of Port Sulphur, moving westerly at 50 miles an hour. Tornado expected to be near Empire about right now, 11:30. Repeating tornado warning for Plaquemines Parish until about 11:45.
And again, we still have tornado warnings for the other area that you mentioned earlier. Is it Ascension Parish St. Tammany and Tangipahoa Parish?
No, I don't have that one. Let me double check my...
It's been kind of a long night, Tony. I might be confused.
No, we had a tornado earlier around Chalmette. A possible tornado
Saint Bernard Parish.
Radar. St. Bernard Parish,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That has expired, but that's the only one on record right now. Of course, we're under a tornado watch for all points east and south of Baton Rouge until 2 o'clock.
And next, coordinates from the National Hurricane Center on Katrina. We can expect those when, Tony?
Top of the hour. They're going to start issuing them every 2 hours now instead of three.
So, again, 1/2 hour from now, we will get you the latest coordinates and speed. And, of course, these things do have a tendency to spawn tornadoes. There is a tornado warning for Plaquemines Parish, I expect that we're going to be hearing a little bit more about these warnings as we go through the night. Tony Doherty, thanks for the update. We will check with you again in just a few minutes. 499-9526 in the Baton Rouge area, 225-499-9526. If you've got some information you would like to share with us. Jade, I see you waiting there. Give us a minute or two, Jade. Time for us to check traffic. She has been working vigilantly in the traffic center all evening long. Here's Colleen Crane.
Bill, we are finally getting a break in this traffic. It is starting to move. If you can see out your window, you can see that for the first time in I can't tell you how many hours, it's moving on I-10 westbound across the Mississippi River. It continues to improve. We're also getting reports that Highway 61 has improved between Baton Rouge and Natchez, and also Highway 190 still heavy in that area of road work, a couple miles before Krotz Springs up to right around Port Barry. But again, finally, people are getting to where they need to be, and things are beginning to improve on the roadways. Be patient. It's almost over. Well, at least the traffic part of it's almost over. With traffic, I'm Colleen Crane on News Radio 1150 WJBO.
Thank you very much, Colleen. AJ Appleberry, Jeff Blackwell, yours truly, Bill Profita, as we keep you company. Our continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina. Let's get to some of our phone callers this evening. Jade, you are from New Orleans. Are you on the road, or have you made it to where you need to be?
Hello.
Hi, Jade.
Hello?
Yes, Jade, you're on.
Turn that radio down.
I'm near Beaumont. The traffic flow is pretty, like, stop and go up here, but it was pretty smooth earlier around, like, Lafayette and whatnot. And that was on Highway 90. We're on Interstate right now on I-10, and it's pretty slow. The reason I call is I still have a question.
All right.
Like, don't even laugh, but why are some people going the other way, like, when we were, like, on Highway 90?
Well, Highway 90, turn your radio down, Jade, and just listen through the phone, okay? Because that echo is going to confuse you. There you go. That's better. I am sure that, you know, even though the hurricane and evacuating is the utmost thing on our mind, there are still people that live in these areas you're passing through, and they've got to go home, or they've got to go to the
store. Earlier, like when we were first leaving, like by La Palco and Highway 90, they had people going the opposite way.
Well, AJ, you came from that direction. Did you notice a lot of traffic that was going back toward the bad area?
Actually, not a whole lot of it, but there are people that still work in the area, or people who still have businesses in the area that they want to make sure that everything is taken care of. If there was some huge influx of traffic, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Jade, now you got out early, apparently, which is a good thing. But now, how far are you going this evening?
I'm going to Beaumont, and I left at 10:15 this morning, and I'm still not there, so.
Wow.
Where are you now?
By exit 305 Ryan Street.
Oh, Lake Charles.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Lake Charles.
Yeah. Well, so you're getting closer.
Yeah, the good news is you're out of the storm area. The bad news, you got another hour.
Right. Yeah, the traffic's pretty slow right now. And my friend's mom went to Arkansas. She left at 9 this morning, and she's still like 3 hours from Little Rock.
Yeah, and nothing is moving real quickly tonight. So, you know, Jade, all we can tell you is patience, you know, and... Yeah, and you'll get there, and then when it's safe to come home, you know, you're probably going to have to fight some traffic coming back as well. But better that you are out of the area, and within an hour you're gonna be where you can rest and relax. And we thank you for checking in with us this evening. We have got Andre joining us next, and Andre, you are in D.C.
Yes, sir.
Ah, you listen. You
apparently,
must be
right now. I'm at Reagan National Airport.
Wow,
right.
Yeah, here's the deal. I think, you know, I hear a lot of talk about the storm and everything, but, you know, there's a lot going on that people aren't talking about. And, you know, there are people who are actually going to stay back on purpose to see what they can get. You know, the people who left to take cover, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as they left, there were people plotting on, you know, how they're going to get their goods and you know, all the corruption that goes on there. It's just...
Are you talking about garden variety looters, or are you talking about political corruption?
Talking about the looters.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's an unfortunate part of American life. And mm-hmm. Anytime you have a natural disaster like this, there are people who will go in and they will try to steal. But you know, the nice thing about these evacuations being so effective is that if tomorrow after this passes, if the cops see you on the street, they're going to have a pretty good idea who you are and what you're doing.
Oh, certainly. They're going to be mandatory curfews. As a matter of fact, some are in place right now. I know St. Bernard Parish and Plaquemines Parish, Lower Plaquemines Parish, has a mandatory curfew. So does St. John the Baptist Parish.
And Jefferson Parish and Orleans Parish as well right now. Again, you know, and that's one of those things, Andre, and I do think that the law enforcement people, after they make sure that they have got anybody who may have been injured taken care of, they are going to be looking for these people.
Right.
And well, one thing for sure, I'm glad they left the inmates where they need to be, because they were considering moving the prisoners at one point. They don't need to be moved anywhere, you know. Let them stay right where they are, so we can know where they are.
Well, don't sugarcoat it, Andre. Just tell us how you really feel. So you're at Reagan National. You're trying to get home, or are you heading out somewhere else?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go there for $1 million right now.
Yeah.
I grew up in the area. I know what those storms are like. And it's really nothing to play around. Anybody who wants to stay back and play that hero, you know, try and be a hero, I just think they're making a big mistake.
Well,
that is so true.
I think you're right, and you're in a nice, safe place, safe from weather anyway. And you must be listening to us on our stream.
Yes, sir.
Well, we appreciate that as well. Andre, keep listening. We'll let you know as this thing comes ashore. We'll let you know what's happening. We thank you for joining us tonight. From Andre, let's take a moment with Mike. Mike, good evening, and welcome to our coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
All right, how y'all doing?
We're doing well, right. Thank you.
I just want to let you know, give you a little traffic update. I was coming up 190, and it had been pretty slow going all the way till I got to I-49. And I guess went straight through 49, and decided I'd just take a chance and not get back on I-10 and just take a chance with with 190. And it was pretty smooth sailing, actually, after that point. Going through Eunice and some small towns there, you got some traffic lights to deal with, you know, Annapolis, of course, right there. But the key is that when you get down towards the border, 190 is going to hook up with 171, and it's going to go north. And the problem with that is if you take that route, you're going to go way up north somewhere. If you want to get to Beaumont and into, you know, Texas, like to Houston, when you get that junction, you just keep going straight through, and it'll turn into L.A. 12.
Yeah, if you get on 171, your next stop is beautiful downtown DeQuincy.
Well, and then, you know, you go up to, like, the Ritter and Jasper and all that up in there.
Now, how far are you going tonight, Mike?
We're trying to get all the way to Houston. We left Slidell about 12 hours ago, 12 and a half hours ago.
Wow.
And I just actually made it to Beaumont.
Now, 12 hours in the car, you must have gotten to where you needed gas. Have you been able to find gas along the way?
Actually, yeah, a couple of spots. Whenever we stopped to, like, you know, use bathroom or stretch, we just tank up. And honestly, we put in about maybe 10 gallons of gas since, you know, like.
Not bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't too bad.
I am, and you're lucky that that you found some gas, because it's getting in kind of short supply all along the I-10-190 corridor as
exactly.
People are filling up.
What are the prices
like? Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was kind of like $2.30.
Prices have actually gone down. I think a lot of the retailers have taken the prices down in the last couple of days.
They've had the demand.
I just saw that. Yeah, I noticed that it kind of dropped, you know, recently.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see that, isn't it?
It is.
Mike, I thank you for joining us. Laura, stay where you are. We have to take a brief break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Many consumers earn loyalty points with their credit cards to redeem for rewards. Did you know that businesses could do the same on their business purchases? Citibank Senior Vice President of Small Business Credit Cards, David Simon.
The Thank You Network from Citi is a new kind of loyalty rewards program designed to reward small business owners for their purchases. The businesses can redeem thank you points for everything from restaurant gift cards and computers for the office to vacations and even APR reductions. With certain Citi business credit cards, customers earn 1 point for each dollar spent on the card and triple points on select business purchases such as office supplies and professional services.
Simon explains the thank you rewards option is included with no annual fee, no rewards fee, and no redemption fee.
This is an industry first. In addition, you can pool your thank you points at no cost with points earned on other Citi cards.
For complete details, visit citibusinesscreditcards.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
At Entergy, we've been monitoring Hurricane Katrina currently approaching the Gulf Coast and ask you to prepare for extended power outages due to the storm. Hurricane Katrina is expected to cause catastrophic damage to Entergy's electric facilities. Potential floodwaters and severe damage to power lines, utility poles, and other electrical equipment could cause some outages to last for weeks. Entergy is working with other utility companies to secure additional workers to help restore power. If a widespread outage should occur, we ask that you please be patient when calling Entergy at 1-800-9-OUTAGE and use the automatic reporting system whenever possible by selecting option 1. Most importantly, use common sense. Electricity and water do not mix. Stay away from downed power lines. Please stay tuned for further information from Entergy and call us at 1-800-9-OUTAGE to report a power loss. That's 1-800-968-8243.
AutoZone. If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Because right now, for a limited time at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil plus any STP oil filter in stock for a special low price of just $8.99. That's right, only $8.99. So don't put off your next oil change any longer. Get to AutoZone and do it today.
But, Dad, I always thought I'd go into the family business with you.
But you're an income poop.
What?
Besides, I already hired someone.
You put an ad in the newspaper and filled the job in less than a week.
Who uses the newspaper anymore? I went to BatonRougeHelpWanted.com.
Oh.
Had my ad up in 5 minutes, used unlimited words to describe the job for one low price, and found the perfect person.
Can you talk slower?
No.
Dad, what can I do to show you how qualified I am?
Spell an income poop. BatonRougeHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Operation Stormwatch. Live, in-depth team coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Welcome back at 11:41. Our continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina. And your phone calls, 225-499-9526. In the Baton Rouge area, 499 WJBO. Laura, good evening. Welcome to Hurricane Katrina coverage.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm in my house. I'm sorry. I'm in my mom's house unplugging stuff right now.
Why?
So I'm
Why are you unplugging things? The power is still on.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want it to blow anything up because we unfortunately cannot afford to replace the stuff we have.
All right. With you on that. What's on your mind?
I was listening to that guy, Andre, or something like that when you called earlier, and I just don't agree with what he was saying. He's calling talking about looters. It doesn't matter about looters, okay? Material possessions can be replaced. It may be hard to replace them, believe me, I know, but they can be replaced.
Well,
people left because they need to be safe.
Well, that's true, and I don't think he was disagreeing with those who left. But again, I think there's a generalized sentiment that people who would like to steal in a time of crisis like this should be dealt with rather harshly.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that at all. I'm in law enforcement. I just got off work, in fact.
And what agency are you with, Laura?
No, I work for a hospital. I'm a security guard at a hospital.
Oh, okay.
But I have to be a guard at the prison here in Louisiana, the state prison.
That's tough work. That really
exactly.
is.
Exactly. And that's another thing I didn't agree with when he started saying that the inmates should not be moved. They have done crimes, and yes, I don't think that they should be let out of prison at all. And no, I would say the same thing most probably. But you've got to also think about the guards that have to work to watch them. Their lives are in danger also.
Well, and again, whenever there is a natural emergency like this, it ratchets up the level for everybody because, you know, there are some places that are we never close. Radio stations are relatively safe. Prisons, we never close. Not safe, not exceptionally safe normally, but even more so during an emergency. Laura, get back to unplugging those things. We're glad that you joined us this evening. We're going to go to Freddie, who's calling us from New Orleans. Freddie, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing this evening?
We're okay. Right, how are you?
We just hanging in there in New Orleans. Hopefully, you know, I'm just praying that we can make it alive because I heard the press conference yesterday and today, and I like to say, you know, if we get lucky, I mean, we've been lucky so many times, and the media talk about we in the in the bowl right now, in the fish bowl, you know, but I never seen a category 5 before in my life. I mean, first it was a 3, now it just jumped to a 5.
What's it like over there now, Freddie?
Oh man, I'm uptown right now. AJ, how you doing, man?
Fine, man. What's going on?
Man, the power's on around the project right now, and everything's cool, bro. I mean, we just waiting on whenever it happens, it happens. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, they talk about landfall somewhere 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully, east of the city, you know, somewhere. I feel sorry for our neighbors in Mississippi, you know, but we never had no catastrophic category 5, you know.
Yeah, well, we're all praying, man. You guys do the same. Take care, okay?
Oh, man, one last thing. You know, y'all doing a good job, not only in the media, but the TV, the radio, because, you know, we got 3 more months to go before the hurricane season in November the 30th, and they predicted 1921 storms, and I don't know. I mean, it's going to get worse.
Well,
thank you for taking my call. Yeah?
Let's hope this is the last one. Freddie, you haven't left, so you need to stay safe. Put your head down, man. The big wind is coming, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed for all of you. It is 11:45 in the Central Time Zone. We want to check traffic here in our traffic center. Is Colleen Crane.
Bill, I vote for no more storms. Right now on the roadways, we are finally beginning to clear out on the Interstates 10 and 12 in the Baton Rouge area and also points west of here. This may help explain it. At about 9 o'clock, people in the New Orleans area were told that it's probably safer to stay put than to get out on the roadways because they may be in a dangerous area still. The weather may get dangerous rather while they're still on the roadway. So that may explain why all of a sudden it is clearing up and it will continue to do that as you move westward. I-10 actually flowing well right now. With traffic, I'm Colleen Crane on News Radio 1150 WGBO.
Thank you very much, Colleen Crane in the Traffic Center. Colleen has done a split shift today. She was in early this morning with Matt and Kevin and took a little time off and then came back for the late night shift and keeping us abreast of everything in the traffic regionally. And, of course, you can help. If you see some nice, easy routes that are not congested now, we'd like to know about them. Anywhere from the Texas border all the way to Florida. And we will be happy to pass them along and help Colleen Crane and her colleagues a little bit. 499-9526 will do it. 499-WJBO in the Baton Rouge area. For those of you who are outside of our area, add 225 area code to that. 225-95, excuse me.
Yep.
Get a little punchy. 225-499-9526. I have forgotten my own phone number here, guys.
Like that sometimes. Yeah.
I really would. It was great to hear from Freddie as to how things are going on in New Orleans. I'd still love to hear from the folks over around the Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, Biloxi.
On eastward to Mobile, yeah, Mobile and places like that, because they're still under the gun as well.
Yeah. AJ, you know, living in New Orleans, and you know what it's like. You know you're below sea level. You know what this thing can do. Is it a little hard to talk to somebody like Freddie, knowing he's sitting there in the middle of it?
You know, my heart goes out to people who didn't have the ability to leave, because what we're dealing with now has never been seen before, not in our lifetimes. We don't know what to expect, because when the storm surge initially hits, I've heard estimates of up to 6 months where it may be before the area becomes livable again.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, the first thing I want to say is, Freddie, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you get out while you could? But well, you know, you realize some people can't.
Yeah, what's odd is that, you know, some people really just don't have the means. And when you, you know, when you're there and you're stuck like that, what do you do?
Well, you know, you go to the public shelter, you go to the dome.
Right.
You know, or, you know, you write it out at home and, you know, and you
pray
hope
hard.
You pray and you hope, you know, right. And you know, this one's going to take a lot of that, because this is a bad storm.
Absolutely.
Even in Freddie's situation is one thing, but there are so many people, and not a whole lot by count, but there are enough people who have decided that they're just going to stay. And, you know, if you have the option to leave, why stay when this thing is going to be, you know, we're talking about a Category 4 storm by the time the eye gets to New Orleans, which is like 70 miles from the Gulf.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, you know, and again, we're here. Certainly Baton Rouge is going to feel some big effects. We are maybe three or four orders of magnitude safer than New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are a lot of people who chose to leave Baton Rouge to go, to go a little further north, a little further west, and get out of the way of this thing altogether.
Yeah. And we are going to be getting some new coordinates here in about 10 minutes. Tony Doherty is going to be bringing us up to date on that, so we can find out what the maximum sustained winds are now of Hurricane Katrina, how much closer it is to us. But obviously, watching the radar, we're in for a rough night before sunrise.
And the weather is changing out there. About an hour ago, mm-hmm. I ran downstairs just to see, and all of that real heavy, oppressive humidity that we've had for the last 4 or 5 days has been replaced.
Really?
And it's that gust of wind that you say, wow, this feels kind of refreshing, and then it doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. You know, these gusts are lasting 35, 40 seconds, and you say, this is how it's going to be, only it's going to be harder and longer as the night wears on.
That's right.
So there's a lot more to come from this storm, the conditions are certainly going to get worse before they get better. You need to have your battery-powered radio handy. You need to be in a safe place now. You can't be fooling with this. Josh, it says on my screen that you're in Alexandria and you want to come to Baton Rouge. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Any particular reason you want to come down to an area that's going to get some pretty strong winds as opposed to an area that's safe right now?
Well, I mean, I have 2 days off from school, from LSU, and I figure I might as well enjoy it.
I don't think this is going to be an enjoyable experience, Josh.
Actually, I just want to, you know, get to my apartment and make sure everybody's okay, because my roommates are waiting to get out of town, because they work at the Lotta Cook Alumni Center, and so they're working because apparently, you know, there's a lot of people from New Orleans that book hotels and stuff. Just going to hang out with them and wait till they're ready to go.
Well, if you want to get in the car from Alexandria, you probably will not encounter much traffic coming this way, but you better do it now. Okay. If you wait much longer, that 2.5 to 3 hour drive is going to put you in the thick of some very nasty winds if you wait too much longer. I mean, if you got a full tank of gas and you're ready to go, then go. But if you hang around in Alexandria much longer, you are going to be driving into some very nasty stuff. I'm looking at the radar picture now, and this thing is moving in the direction that you want to come. So, you know, best advice, stay where you are. But if you got to come, you better do it now.
Okay.
All right, Josh?
All right, thanks.
And we thank you for being with us. From Josh, we move to Deidre. Hi, Deidre. Welcome.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to let people know
coming out of the New Orleans area. I just flew in from Houston. They're telling everybody at the airport there that the hotels are all full, and I'm on 171 North. There is no traffic on this road at all. So, you know, you would go through DeRidder. There's a couple of hotels here. Leesville has a couple. But if they're wanting to get into Texas, they could come north off of I-10, and they'd probably have a better chance of finding a place to stay.
All right. Now, did you say you flew in or you drove in from Houston?
No, I flew in. I flew in from Cancun to Houston. Our flight was delayed. And the traffic also flying from Houston to Lake Charles. I flew into Lake Charles with my last flight. From Houston to Lake Charles, the traffic was bumper to bumper. The entire, you know, naturally, we pretty much followed the interstate. And it was bumper. We could see bumper to bumper through Beaumont and everywhere. So traffic's very heavy.
Well, and again, for those of you who are still on the road, as Deidre obviously is, and you're headed that way, and you don't want to go all the way into Texas, you said in DeRidder there are some hotels with some vacancies, and also where else, Deidre?
Well, if they continue north, they'll go through Leesville, and they can get to 171 from Highway 190 or I-10.
Deidre, we thank you for the tip. I know there's some folks listening tonight that'll be glad to not have to go all the way into Texas and find a nice place to sleep. Get to where you're going and be safe. We thank you for being with us. Jerry, I see you waiting. We're going to come to you next. And then, Tina, right now we need to take a little break, pay some bills. You're listening to continuing coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Americans save less than 4 pennies of every dollar.
1 out of 2 Americans has no pension coverage at work.
1 out of 3 workers who are offered 401k plans don't participate.
1 out of 5 Americans have saved nothing for their retirement.
This should be a wake-up call. When it comes to savings, a lot of us may want to hit the snooze button, but if you snooze, you lose. This announcement is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Labor. For more information, call 1-800-998-7542.
Okay, Tommy, let's finish up our book before bed. Then Mr. Bear walked downstairs.
Were the stairs all clear of clutter?
Totally clear. Then Mr. Bear went to the kitchen for some honey.
Were all poisons in locked cabinets?
Locked up tight. So then Mr. Bear took his family for a walk in the forest.
After he tested the smoke alarms.
Yes, upstairs and downstairs. Okay, the end. Well, Tommy, I'm really glad you paid attention when we did our home safety checklist. But tomorrow night, let's read the choo-choo story. The Home Safety Council can help keep your family safe from home-related injuries. Learn simple steps to find and fix dangers in your home. For safety tips and home safety checklists, visit www.homesafetycouncil.org. The Home Safety Council. A safe home is in your hands.
Hi, my name is Joanne, and I have mannequinism. Well, I did have it, but I'm not a mannequin anymore. Doctors said over 75% of my body turned into plastic. They said it's because I wasn't active in my community, because I didn't vote or volunteer or I don't know. All I wanted to do was cry, but I couldn't because I had plastic eyes.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Louisiana Secretary of State.
Okay, Tommy, let's finish up our book before bed. Then Mr. Bear walked downstairs.
Were the stairs all clear of clutter?
Totally clear. Then Mr. Bear went to the kitchen for some honey.
Were all poisons in locked cabinets?
Locked up tight. So then Mr. Bear took his family for a walk in the forest.
After he tested the smoke alarms.
Yes, upstairs and downstairs. Okay, the end. Well, Tommy, I'm really glad you paid attention when we did our home safety checklist. But tomorrow night, let's read the choo-choo story. The Home Safety Council can help keep your family safe from home-related injuries. Learn simple steps to find and fix dangers in your home. For safety tips and home safety checklists, visit www.homesafetycouncil.org. The Home Safety Council. A safe home is in your hands.
True American means more than just baseball. Blue.
Operation Stormwatch. Live, in-depth team coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Welcome back. Bill Profita, AJ Appleberry, and Jeff Blackwell keeping you company throughout the evening here as we bring you continuous coverage of Hurricane Katrina. Again, tomorrow, most schools in our listening area, if you can hear our voice, most schools, most businesses will be closed. Nothing will be flying out of the Baton Rouge Metropolitan Airport, out of New Orleans International Airport, Biloxi Gulfport International Airport, numerous cancellations there, Mobile as well. Check with your airline if you were scheduled to fly, or more importantly, if you were scheduled to pick somebody up. If they were scheduled to come in, chances are very good they will not be joining you tomorrow as flights are being canceled throughout the Gulf South for the obvious safety reasons. Tina, thanks for waiting, and welcome to WJBO and our coverage throughout Southeast the Southeast Gulf Coast. Hey, Tina. Hello,
great
Tina.
Job. Hello, can
Hi.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
I think you guys are doing a great job. I just wanted to say we had traveled to Natchez thinking we got no traffic, went back roads and everything. When we got to Natchez, it is unreal. Bumper to bumper, people are in the Walmart parking lot trying to just find somewhere. There are no rooms. There's no place to put a camper or anything.
At this hour still.
Yes, and we just left Natchez on 84. We're headed towards Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My sister's there on base. We're actually going to go stay with her. And we thought we were going to really make good time and get on a different road, but it's bumper to bumper.
I really don't think anybody's going anywhere quickly tonight
anywhere.
In Louisiana or southern Mississippi or southern Alabama. There's just too many people on the road.
It is everywhere you look.
And again, you just need to take a deep breath and slow it down a little bit, and eventually you're going to get there. Now, you said you got to Natchez, however, and it was like, move on. We don't have any other places.
Right.
Well,
there were people all in the Walmart parking lot trying to get settled for the night.
We have heard that if you can get over to 190, come across to your west. That once you get around to Opelousas, 190 has opened up a little bit. The latest traffic report we heard, of course it's changing rather rapidly. But hopefully, hopefully that's going to work for you.
Okay, thank you,
Tina. We thank you so much for being with us. We are coming up to a traffic check here, right as the clock strokes midnight. After we check traffic, Tony Doherty is going to update us with the latest coordinates, and we're going to check news. Jerry and Mike, you stay put. This is going to do it for me, Bill Profita, for a few hours. I'm going to take a little rest. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of AJ Appleberry and Jeff Blackwell, and then we will be back again sometime tomorrow. It is coming up to midnight here in the traffic center is Colleen Crane.
Well, the heavy traffic's getting farther and farther away from Baton Rouge right now, Bill. Anyway, I-10 westbound is flowing very smoothly. In fact, all directions of the interstates are flowing very well through Baton Rouge at this time. Also, on to Lafayette and headed toward Lake Charles, flowing smoothly on I-10. Still some little delays on Highway 190, but that's getting better, too. And I heard the lady talking about the delays she's experienced, but right now, Highway 61 up to Natchez looks good. Apparently, beyond Natchez is still pretty heavy, but we're looking better, thankfully. So right behind her, it's getting much better. With traffic, I'm Colleen Crane on News Radio 1150 WJBO.
All righty, Colleen, thank you very much. We're going to get an update. I think new coordinates are out. Let's check in with staff chief for the weather guy. How's that? Tony Doherty joins us right now. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing fine, Jeff. These just in from the National Hurricane Center. Now we're going to be getting advisories a little bit more frequent, every 2 hours. So we'll have the next ones after this at 2 o'clock. This is the latest on Hurricane Katrina as of midnight. Katrina now located near latitude 27.9 north, longitude 89.5 west. It's about 90 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River, and about 150 miles south-southeast of New Orleans. Katrina is now moving to the north-northwest, still at 10 miles an hour. A turn to the north is expected over the next 12 to 24 hours. And on this forecast track, the center of the hurricane will be very near the northern Gulf Coast Monday morning. Maximum sustained winds remain at 160 miles an hour with some higher gusts. Katrina is a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale, and some fluctuations in strength are still likely prior to landfall. It's a very large hurricane. Hurricane force winds extend outward of 105 miles from the center. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 230 miles from the center. Sustained hurricane force winds are getting right there by the southeastern parts of the Louisiana coastline at this hour. Tropical storm force winds are in the New Orleans metro area at this hour as well. Jeff?
Tony, can you also update us here? Now, you may have said it and missed it. I may have missed it. The tornado watch is in effect pretty much for the entire Gulf Coast.
Yeah, just on the borderline of Baton Rouge, east and west Baton Rouge are not included as of this hour, but all points east and south under tornado watch until about 2 o'clock in the morning. That will most likely be extended. As of this hour, we don't have any special weather statements. No tornadoes being reported at this hour.
Very good. Okay, well, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Thank you, Tony. We'll check with you in a few minutes.
All right.
I'm Jeff Blackwell. A.J. Appleberry is joining us here in the studio. And, A.J., we have some phone callers, but anything on your mind?
The thing that you know that we've been talking about this evening is folks that are still on the highway. That is so crucial right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still on the highway trying to make it out of New Orleans, find somewhere to pull over, find somewhere to stop, and you know get to a safe haven right now.
And really, the American Red Cross is saying that they have shelters in Louisiana, but you have to get north of I-10 to find them. So out of the New Orleans area,
there are no shelters south of I-10. There is also a toll free number 1-866-GET-INFO, 1-866-GET-INFO, and they can call and find out where those Red Cross shelters are.
So if you're still trying to get out of the New Orleans area and make your way down the interstate along I-12 or I-10, as long as you're the north side of I-10, you should be able to find shelter somewhere.
And they also need to keep in mind that there are no Red Cross shelters in Orleans Parish.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got some folks coming in. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Maybe you can tell us what's going on in your neighborhood and where you live along the Gulf Coast. It's good to have you with us. We're going to line three. We're going to Jerry. Hey, good morning, Jerry. Welcome.
It is good morning. Good morning to you. We're on I-49. We left Baton Rouge from the O'Neill-O'Hammond area about 5:30, and we made it to Alexandria about 11 o'clock. So we're about 20 miles outside of Alexandria now, heading towards Dallas, and we're doing about 60 miles an hour. So.
Oh, okay. So are you on I-49 right now, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, on your way to the Big D.
The Big D, yeah. I've got triplets, and we had to get out of town. We only we lived in a manufactured home, and it was just too dangerous for us to stay there with these babies. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We've got a little carpool going here. My twins are with me, and my son is with my husband in front of me. But once you get out of off of 190 out of Baton Rouge and get onto I-49, it looks like clear sailing right now.
All right, awesome. Very good. Well, we appreciate that, and we certainly wish you safe travels.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys for keeping us posted.
All right, thanks a bunch. Thanks for calling in. And let's see here if I can. AJ, I'm still trying to learn how to operate the system here, but we've got. Well, heavens, I don't know who's. We've got it. We've got it. I'm just stalling here because we're wanting to. Oh, Mike is on line two. All right, I can read now. Hey, good morning, Mike. Thank you for joining us here.
Good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
Good. The question is, how are you?
Oh, I'd be a whole lot better if there was a hotel available somewhere in Louisiana.
Where you at, Mike?
Well, we left Baton Rouge this afternoon, about 4 o'clock this afternoon, made it up to Alexandria at about 11 o'clock, and found out that there's no more hotel rooms available in Louisiana. So because we're kind of running short on funds, we're headed back down 49 now towards Lafayette, and I was kind of wondering if Lafayette was going to be a safe area to kind of bed down at a rest area or something.
Well, you know, it's hard to say at this point because we don't know what the winds are going to be like in that area or the rain for that matter. But a lady called not long ago saying that there were rooms available around Leesville and DeRidder.
Oh, okay. And that's 190?
Let's see, 171. Yeah, it was 171.
171 North.
And if you didn't hear us earlier about the American Red Cross, they do have some shelters along I-10 now. But on the north side of I-10, you can call. There's a toll-free number, 866-GET-INFO, and they can direct you to a shelter closest to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great morning.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you checking in. Stay safe out there, by all means. We've got Josh next joining us. Josh, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Or at least what could be considered good about it?
Well, it's good right now, that's for sure.
I just heard Tony's update. I was wondering if you guys knew that if this thing was coming towards Baton Rouge, about what time we could expect the big wind?
Well, the coordinates that Tony gave us as of midnight, the storm is still tracking to the north-northwest at 10 miles an hour. So the landfall, actually, you know, the feeder bands of the storm, we're going to be feeling before daybreak. It is actually, I think the eye is, they're projecting it to actually make landfall somewhere around 5 o'clock. Things will start to intensify here just in the next few hours.
If you
don't have a place, you better find a place.
Yeah, we're all barricaded up inside here, all 10 of us or however many that's here.
And yeah, one of the things that that slips our minds sometimes is that when they say that the storm makes landfall, they're talking about the actual eye, but the hurricane force winds in this particular storm are, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 miles outside of the eye itself.
Right.
So you have to take that into consideration as well.
Yeah, and it still is a Category 5 hurricane with winds at 160 miles an hour. So we are still talking a mighty powerful storm. They've been calling it here at the OEP.
The big one.
The big one, yeah. So you said there are 10 of you buckled down here for the night?
Yeah, we're all strapped down here inside my apartment.
Oh, man. Well, good. Just hang in there, stay with us, and we'll pass along the info as we get it.
We'll stay with y'all as long as we can, man.
All right, Josh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. It's good to hear
Thanks
from
a lot.
You. And stay safe. All right. We've got Jeremy joining us now. Jeremy, welcome. It's good to hear from you.
How you doing?
Good. Where are you right now?
I'm on 12. I just passed the Hammond Municipal Airport, and the sign that said 30 miles to Slidell.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get to Atlanta. I talked to the Mississippi State Police, and they said that I would be able to get to 65. But I want to talk to you because I'm hearing, you know, from the responses I'm hearing from some of you people, and the people who are calling in, I don't know if that's possible.
Well, now, you said you're around the Hammond area on I-12?
Yes.
And you're heading east?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Atlanta.
Okay,
yeah,
man.
I got my people straight here. I'm trying to get back as close to Georgia as possible so that I won't get bogged down with all the returns and things of that nature.
Your best bet may be then to go 59 north or 55 north to 20,
okay,
and then over to Atlanta.
I just passed 55, that said Jackson. Now, will I come to 59 or should I turn a U-turn and go back to 55?
Yes, you can continue on to 59. On 12.
Yeah, which is Slidell.
That's Slidell, right? And you're gonna make a. That would be the exit that says 59 North.
Yeah, 59 North, and that'll take me to 20. I could just go Birmingham way and then go to Atlanta.
Right.
So that's approximately 35 miles or so from where you're
from. Yeah, about 35.
Yes.
Right here, about 35 miles.
All right, great. Well, hang in there because I know that. Well, actually, if you hit 65. There is going to be a closure of I-10 in Mobile at 3 o'clock this morning,
Which is why it's a great idea to go up to 20.
Yeah.
And I think I was doing that. The winds are picking up pretty well. It's raining, but it's not raining hard. But the wind is picking up enough that I can feel it, you know, on the vehicle I'm driving.
Very good. Yeah, that's.
So I just want to let people know.
Be careful.
And there's no traffic out here, pretty much. It's myself
is that
and
right?
A semi. There's myself and a semi, and that's it. So as far as I can see right now.
You might want to get behind him and draft off him.
and he's riding real fast. he's moving pretty good for a semi. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I still got my ears on you, and I'll be listening out. So if you have any additional information, please let me know.
Jeremy, thanks for checking in with us, man, and safe travels to you.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care. And by the way, we'd love to hear from you if you want to give us a call. We'd like to hear where you are, kind of tell us your situation, what the weather's like, how things feel, what you're expecting, how many people are with you. You know, let's just give us a ring. If you're outside the Baton Rouge area, it's area code 225-499-9526. That's 225-499-9526. We'd love to hear from you. Love to talk to you. Let's see here. AJ.
Interesting. Yeah. It would be interesting to know what people are finding in terms of gas and lodging headed toward the east rather than the west, because we've been getting a lot of information about people headed west, but not a lot of information of people heading back toward the east, toward Mobile and Pensacola and other areas in Florida and Georgia.
All right. Very good. Yes, we're getting some calls. Looking at the radar right now, New Orleans is starting to get some pretty heavy bands of rain with the embedded lightning and thunderstorms. However, the eye of Hurricane Katrina is still about 150 miles southeast of New Orleans. It is moving to the north-northwest at 10 miles an hour, 160 mile an hour sustained winds right there at the eye. So we are, and it's just amazing how big this storm is.
It is absolutely huge. And one of the things that I've noticed particularly about this storm is that it's beginning to slow. And while the maximum sustained winds are down from earlier today, when a system begins to slow sometimes, that means it's beginning to intensify. And we've seen pressures as low as 902 millibars with this storm today.
Wow. All right, let's go back to the phones. Calling from Alexandria, we've got D on the line. D, well, let's see. Let me try that again. All right, D, are you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're in Alexandria?
Yes, I am.
All right, how are things going for you up there?
Well, it's been smooth sailing, but it's been a very, very rough day. I wanted to give the listeners a little advice for future travel. Whenever you make your plan and have your route you're going to go, just go with your route. We left at 8:30 this morning, and it took like 2 hours to get from the Superdome to Carrollton.
So you left out of New Orleans then?
Correct.
And you said 2 hours from the Superdome to Carrollton?
Correct. Well, the radio station told us, 55 is moving so well. You know, if you have any chance, take 55 this. So we said, okay, we're going to listen to the radio. We took 55.
Whoa.
And a long story short, I done been on 55, I done been on 27, I done been on 20. And now I'm on I-65 South going back to I-10 West where I was at 8:30 this morning.
Well, a part of what happened to you probably was that once the mayor made the mandatory evacuation announcement, everybody got out at that time. And 55 probably was not bad at that time. So,
but
you know, you really have to plan way, way ahead for situations like this. And, you know, we're sorry that that happened to you. But, man, it is so crucial to get out of there beforehand or as early as you possibly can. When they call for a mandatory evacuation, that means everybody needs to go. And everybody start today to take heed to the warning from the mayor. And in the past, we've had more people that stayed around. This time, more people got out.
Right.
Now, and one thing we were talking about, too, is the contraflow. Did that seem to help at all once you got out of the downtown area?
Well, let's see. Once I got on 55, it was stop and go, stop and go. It got real bad when the contra ended and everybody had to merge from 4 lanes to 2 lanes.
Well, that's right, because it ended there in LaPlace, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay,
once you made that merge in Mississippi, it got real bad for maybe about 30, 45 minutes. People was, you know, trying to merge and get in, but once you got in, it was pretty good. It was it went pretty smoothly. So I know the contra thing does work, but like you said, you just gotta leave early enough and prepare soon enough, whereas you won't have the late people rushing and the bad driving and stuff like that.
Right, and you definitely have to be patient in that situation because there's frustrations are high when you're riding bumper to bumper on the interstate. I know myself driving up here to Baton Rouge from New Orleans earlier today. You just have to be patient because people are going to try you even in the with the contraflow. What happened was that I noticed some people in certain areas cutting across the neutral or the median,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, to go from what was going to be 55 north to I-10 west.
Right.
And vice versa. And that in itself creates a problem.
Then it gets rough when you got like a two-car, three-car caravan, and you're trying to make sure everybody stays together.
Right.
And you got people bobbing, weaving in and out.
Right.
It was an experience, though.
So, D, you got the family with you?
Yeah, I got a couple of people with me.
Okay. Well, you sound like you're very tired.
Yeah, it's been an exhausting day. Adrian, I got somebody that want to say hello to you.
Okay.
Hey, AJ, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
Trina.
Hey, Trina.
It's us. We stuck. We drove all over the country today to wind up on I-10.
Okay. And where are you guys headed now?
We're going to Houston.
Okay. Family.
The rest of our family.
Your family in Houston?
Yeah, you're my family, AJ.
Oh, that Trina. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Been a long day for me too. It started at 4:30 this morning, yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Now
we get up at 5:30. I'm so tired.
Well, Trina, I can tell you that the look on AJ's face here—you know—he's concerned about things back home. So he's right there with you.
Okay.
You guys keep it right here. Keep listening. We'll do everything that we can to keep you informed. Okay.
We sure will.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care and safe travels. And right now, we're going to Bob. Bob joins us here as we bring you live coverage of Hurricane Katrina. We're hearing how things went or are going for you. We'd just love for you to call in. Let me give you the phone number again in case you want to try to ring us at area 225-499-9526. All right, Bob. Thanks for being patient. You're on the air with us here. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, what's up, guys?
No.
How's it going?
All about the hurricane.
We're just trying to find out the coordinates right now. We heard you say them earlier, but we just wanted to hear them again.
Well, as of midnight, so these are pretty fresh. The coordinates are 27.9 north, 89.5 west, which puts Hurricane Katrina about 90 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi, or about 150 miles southeast of New Orleans. The storm is continuing to move at a north-northwest track at 10 miles an hour with the high sustained wind still a Category 5, 160 miles an hour.
What time is it expected to have the hurricane winds?
Well, hurricane force winds, I would guess between 4 and 5 o'clock, so definitely before sunrise. The eye is expected to make landfall around 5 to 6.
Probably around noon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably around noon.
So the eyes would be around noon.
Yeah. So the hurricane force winds actually along the coast by daybreak.
Right. And always keep in mind, as we've been trying to tell people here this evening, keep in mind that when they say landfall, they're talking about the actual eye of the storm, which is the complete center of the storm. This storm is huge, though.
Right.
And we're going to have hurricane force winds. We mentioned this earlier, about 150 miles out in either direction from the center of the storm.
Okay. So we're in Houma. What do you think the winds would be kind of out here?
I think you guys better batten down the hatches.
Yes, absolutely. Because I mean, it's definitely headed directly toward at this point toward like the Morgan City area. Well, actually, excuse me, south of New Orleans.
Yeah, it looks like it's. They've been saying that it's going to come up probably Barataria Bay, which is southern part of Jefferson Parish, just to the east of Grand Isle.
Right. Well, so, you know, I hear on the radio that a lot of people in New Orleans are getting excited because the eye is kind of heading more east of them, but it seems like they're still going to be on the outer wall anyway.
Yeah,
so
well,
just
yeah,
as bad.
Exactly. Yeah, one of the problems is going to be, though, is that you talked about this earlier, Jeff, where once the storm actually passes New Orleans and the southerly winds get around and then they start turning toward the north as the storm gets beyond New Orleans and beyond Lake Pontchartrain, you'll have water that's being pushed from the lake back into the city as well. And for those folks in Houma, Terrebonne Parish, in that area down there, you know, you're going to have situations where you'll have flooding and it'll be major.
Bob, thank you for calling. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We will get with Tony Doherty and update all that information for you here in just a matter of minutes. You are listening to continuous coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
If you've ever been to a Gloria Estefan concert, you know that there are few stars who can match her presence, performance, and talent. The time Gloria first experienced the thrill of being on a stage performing for people was also one of the first times she learned to stretch her wings.
My fondest memory of music in school was when I was playing the clarinet. I played the clarinet from 5th to 8th grade in the school band. My mother was pretty strict and never let me go anywhere, but of course, since it was part of the school program, she allowed me to go to Tallahassee, the capital of our state here, on a competition with the school band. Of course, to me, this was incredibly exciting. It was the first time I was allowed to go out of my home without a parent. We had chaperones, but we went there, participated in a three-day program, and it was some of the most beautiful memories I have as a child.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
When you were growing up, music was the soundtrack of your life. If it was the 60s, you had the British Invasion and Motown. In the 70s, it was arena rock and disco. In the 80s, you had MTV and the birth of rap. Today, you've got new priorities, new concerns, and a different radio station than the one you grew up with. Your heart still beats to rock and soul, but your mind needs more. Welcome to the new soundtrack of your life.
WJBO. Wake up with what you need to know.
Thank you to work with me every morning. You're great.
Baton Rouge's Morning News, 5:30 to 9, News Radio 1150, WJBO. Get instant email, news, weather, and traffic alerts. Sign up now at WJBO.com.
The latest weather forecast, only a click away at WJBO.com. WJBO.com. Click us on today.
We have a tropical depression gaining real strength as it...
The most powerful force on Earth, the hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane, a force to be feared, yet we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it for our country. And you can do it too with the Air Force Reserve. Because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond. For information, call 1-800-257-1212.
Operation Stormwatch. Live, in-depth team coverage of Hurricane Katrina.
Hello, I'm Jeff Blackwell, along with A.J. Appleberry on this this morning, where we are expecting Hurricane Katrina to come ashore. We've got Steve Casey, who's been holding. He's with an affiliate of ours in Alexandria, Louisiana. And good morning to you, Steve. You still there?
I am here.
Good. Kind of give us an update, because a lot of people from New Orleans seem to be trying to get to, you know, safe harbor outside of the southern part of Louisiana. So how are things looking in Alexandria and Leesville?
Well, hotel-wise, we're pretty much booked up. Mm-hmm. But, however, the American Red Cross does have a few registration locations that you can stop if you're seeking shelter for the night. The easiest one to get to if you're coming up I-49 is take the Bunkie exit and go to Sammy's Truck Stop. And the Central Louisiana Red Cross requires that you register first, and then they'll send you to shelter. If you've already passed the Bunkie exit, you can take the LeCount exit right before you get into Alexandria. And I want to point out that LeCount is spelled LECOMPTE. It looks like LeCompte.
Right, right.
But take that exit, and on the left-hand side, about a mile or so up the road, you'll see MedExpress. That's also a registration point. Paragon Casino, if you're coming up Highway 1 going through Marksville, they're a registration point. And for those folks going to Leesville, if you make it all the way there and you can't find a hotel room, go to Pickering High School in Leesville, and they'll be able to set you up with a shelter there.
Oh, man, that's valuable information here. Thank you so very much for updating us. Otherwise, how are things weather-wise? I mean, are you feeling any winds at all up in Alexandria at this point?
It's a nice breeze, really. It's pleasant to stand out there right now. I know that's going to change probably, but right now everything's good.
All righty, very good. AJ, Steve, thank you for checking in with us, and we'd love to hear from you. Check back often.
Okay, excellent. I sure will. Thanks.
Excellent information about that those Red Cross shelters. And that I didn't know that you had to register in Southeast Louisiana in order to go to one of the Red Cross shelters like that. That's good information.
Yeah. I think you even have to have an ID. And if you're taking any kind of medicines, you should have those medicines with you because most of the shelters don't provide. I think because my mom is a retired registered nurse, and in fact, she's at Southeast Middle School in Baton Rouge tonight. Every shelter, I believe, has a nurse, but not necessarily doctors. So
right. They're not providing medication. You have to bring your own medication. Right. What they're providing is a safe haven. And that's basically it. When you get to a shelter, you need to have your own food, your own bedding materials, your own water, things of that nature, because this is a time of crisis, and there's just not enough time to have everybody, to ship in food to all the shelters and things of that nature.
Right. I mean, we are down to the wire here. And but we will be checking in with Tony Doherty to get a weather update and some more, concise information as to when landfall. We'll kind of get it all sorted out here for you, but as it turns out, Hurricane Katrina has continued to still move north-northwest at 10 miles an hour. It hasn't made that turn that they were expecting, more toward the north, which would bring it east of New Orleans.
They continue to talk about it still wanting to make that turn to the north, and they're giving it within the next 12 to 24 hours, which is, at this point, we're talking about possibly 12 noon, which is what they said would be landfall for the eye of the storm.
Right. All righty. Let's take a quick call here. Rebecca, you've been patiently holding. Good morning, Rebecca. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. How about you?
I've been driving for 13 hours, but I'm not where the storm is, so that's a good thing.
Well, where did you start out your trip?
I am from St. Bernard, Araby.
Okay.
I've been listening to you guys. I came through Baton Rouge, and y'all been riding with me. I am like 20 miles out of Beaumont right now. I'm on my way to Houston. My girlfriend lives there, so I'm going to shack up with them for a while.
Okay, how's the going been since you got past Baton Rouge?
It was stop and go for quite a while, but right now it's just smooth. I think what happened to me is I ran into Baton Rouge evacuees. When all of Baton Rouge decided to leave, I was right behind them.
Yeah. Well, things have improved traffic-wise. However, the weather is going to change drastically here in just a matter of hours. Rebecca, thank you so much for checking in with us, and continue to stay safe.
I'll try. I got a quick question for AJ.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. You're from New Orleans. My fiance decided to be the hero, and he stayed behind.
Okay.
Not because he had to. They have a building in the St. Bernard Port. Evidently, he's been told that that's a safe place to be. I'm thinking that there's no safe place to be in St. Bernard at this point.
Okay, Rebecca, I tell you what. You go ahead and listen to the radio. I'm going to drop your call so we can take and get an answer to that question right now. We're going to line six. So we've got Dino Bonanno from the Jefferson Parish OEP with us. Dino, did you happen to hear that question?
The particulars about the building she's referring to,
okay.
Whether, it's structurally, the integrity of that building can withstand the type of wind and tidal surge that we're going to be experiencing. So unfortunately, I don't really have an answer for her.
Okay.
I would tell her, like we told most of our residents, and I'm not trying to scare her, but we don't consider any building safe enough to withstand a Category 5.
Wow. Well, now listen, you're in Jefferson Parish. St. Bernard is
next door
to our east.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you give us an update on what's happening right now at this hour?
Right now, we are beginning to see the very beginnings of hurricane force winds in the lowest southernmost portion of Jefferson Parish, which is Grand Isle. You got winds coming across there now, upwards of 70 miles an hour, which are hurricane force winds. On inland Jefferson Parish, we're still getting tropical force winds, 40, 50 miles an hour.
tell us a little bit, Dino, about what's expected down in the Barataria, Lafitte area, Crown Point down there. That was the first place that officials made the mandatory evacuation call.
Obviously, this is the doomsday scenario for that area, Jefferson Parish. We're expecting catastrophic damage, the likes of which I don't think anybody in this area in our lifetime has ever seen, and hopefully we'll never see again. But you're going to be talking about a wall of water 15 to 20 foot high covering the entire Barataria Basin.
Right. Now, Lafitte, Barataria, huge shrimping community down there, huge fishing community down there. What does that do to the economy?
Obviously, it's going to probably destroy the fishing community for quite a while. Now, most of the fishing boats bugged out. You know, they went through the Intercoastal Canal towards Houma. The boats may be safe, but their facilities from which they operate, I can't say the same from. They're going to get what we call a double whammy because it's going to get hit them from the front end. The water's going to get pushed in. Then when a storm gets north of them, it actually pushes the water out over them again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There are a lot of camps and things down in that area. There's so many things that that are different now from even when George came through a few years ago. You know, I recall fishing back in that area, and there were so many little islands and land masses that are no longer there.
And they'll be lost forever. Unfortunately, this is, you know, we're getting ready to spend millions of federal dollars to restore the marsh. This storm right here is going to do significant damage to the marsh in the Barataria Basin. We're going to lose a lot of coastal wetlands from this storm.
And what are, like, your immediate projections here for the, I mean, everything kind of in place as well as it can be at this point?
Right. We have actually developed over the last 10 years our catastrophic, what we call our doomsday plan. We actually, for the first time ever, have actually had to put a lot of that in place, like moving all the animals in the animal shelter, all the dogs and cats out.
Gotcha.
All the prisoners in the, you know, the juvenile prisons and juvenile detention center, a lot of those things we've never had to do before, we've actually done. So we're down to what... We consider minimal emergency crews, fire, police, EMS, the parish workforce that we're going to need to restore this parish to back to normal as normal as can be with all our heavy equipment. We have moved to the north shore of Jefferson of Lake Pontchartrain up in Tangipahoa Parish and Washington Parish so that we keep that equipment from getting destroyed because we're going to need it.
All right, Dino, thank you so much. We appreciate the update.
Thank you.
And we will be checking back with you. Right now, we're going to go straight to the Weather Center. And Tony Doherty is with us. Tony, give us an update on Hurricane Katrina.
You bet, Jeff. Midnight coordinates came out, and here they are. Hurricane Katrina located near latitude 27.9 north, longitude 89.5 west. This position is about 90 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River, and also about 150 miles south-southeast of New Orleans. Hurricane Katrina moving to the north-northwest at 10 miles an hour. Turn to the north is expected over the next 12 to 24 hours. And when this forecast tracks the center of the hurricane, will be very near the northern Gulf Coast Monday morning. Maximum sustained winds remain 160 miles an hour. Katrina remains a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale. Some fluctuations in strength are likely prior to landfall. This is a extremely large hurricane. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 230 miles. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 105 miles.
Tell me, are they experiencing any storm surge at this point?
Yes, storm surge has begun. We're seeing a Category 1 hurricane force winds right in the extreme southeast part of the state around Burgess right now. So the storm surge has begun. It will intensify as the evening progresses.
Tony, let me ask you, because we were discussing this earlier, because I've heard some conflicting things about landfall, when we can expect like hurricane force winds, say in the New Orleans area. Any projections on the timeline there?
Right now, the metro New Orleans area is experiencing tropical storm force winds, and it's going to intensify as the evening progresses. As I said, Category 1 force winds are being felt along the extreme southeast part of the state. That looks like landfall probably right around the 7, 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning, but right around the Burris area, possibly as west as Grand Isle. And the eye of the hurricane, it looks like it will be just to the east of New Orleans, probably by 11 o'clock noon tomorrow.
Okay, so when you say landfall wakes up and I get a clock out, that's for Burist.
That's correct.
And then between 11 and noon, around the Dorland area, we should see the
eye. On its present path, that's right.
And it will still be to the east of New Orleans at this point.
As of right now, it's just to stay to the east, but any wobble to the west right now will take it that much closer to New Orleans.
And that's where that path of destruction right near the eye, that the hottest springs.
Absolutely. Now, for the Baton Rouge area, we're still looking at probably tropical storm force winds at the very most, probably 50-55 mile per hour winds during the course of the day. Tomorrow, of course, further east to go, Livingston Parish could see the hurricane force winds. Ascension Parish to the southeast of Baton Rouge could see approximately minimal hurricane force winds.
And the east side of the storm, like that wind flow of Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, Biloxi.
Storm surge is the big thing there for them. We get the bottom of the storm with just the terrific storm surge. That's the one.
All right. Thank you very much for our detailed update. We certainly appreciate it. We'll check back with you soon. It's been a chapter here in Baton Rouge. We're taking the coverage of Hurricane Katrina. It's going to develop. Greg, we're going to have a little update. You, Department of Robert Lee.
Thank you so much. Just off the phone, stuck together with the public relations manager,